sauce.
When you eat between meals, you say you eat a what?
Most people say snack.
And do you say soda pop or soft drink?
Well, I generally call it by its name, but they say pop. Pop is the general term.
Now, what do you call a small garden just for your family? You call it just a plain garden or vegetable garden?
Just garden.
What do you call the thick syrup made from sugar cane?
Molasses?
Any other?
Well, it's still molasses, sorghum.
Right.
There's New Orleans molasses and sorghum molasses. I think those are the kinds I know.
What about, do you say over there or over yonder?
Over there.
And you say a cherry seed or a cherry pit?
Seed, if we refer to it.
You say a peach seed or a peach pit?
Seed.
What do you call this kind of peach that is difficult to separate from the seed? It's kind of hard and meat clings to the seed.
Oh, cling? Clingstone.
Right. And the other kind that's easily separated from the seed? Bigger and soft.
I'll tell you in a minute. I thought of it in trying to think of the clingstone. Oh, sure.
You say freestone?
No.
Clear seed?
Oh.
Soft peach?
I thought of it when I was trying to think of the clingstone, separating those two kinds of peaches. I guess it would be a freestone, but that isn't what I was going to say.
Yeah, I wish you could remember what you were going to say. It sounds as though you've got something I haven't heard.
Oh, dear. It'll come to me.
Well, if you think of it on the way. You know, when a walnut first falls off the tree...
Clings and freestones. That's what they are. Clings and freestones.
Okay.
That's what it is.
If you have a walnut just off the tree, it has a real soft, thick stuff covering on the outside. What do you call it, the shell or the hull?
I imagine the hull, but I don't know too much about green walnuts.
Well, now, the hard cover, after you peel off this outer layer, the hard cover is called what? What do you call it?
I call it hull.
What do you call both of them?
I call all of them hulls. For hickory nuts, walnuts, anything that has a hard...
what about beans and peas? What do you call the cover on them? You say...
Oh, that's still a whole large shell.
Do you say shell peas or whole peas?
Shell them.
Shell them.
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of nut that grows underground, well, you can also buy them shelled and salted in the stores.
What, a peanut?
You ever hear any other words for peanuts?
Well, they call them gophers. That's kind of a nutty.
Goobers, I think.
Goobers, that's what I'm thinking of, because I don't know it too well, because I don't use it.
What about onions that have a long green stem? They're small onions.
Young onions.
And, well, what about green onions? Does that mean the same thing?
Same thing.
Do you use green onions very often or not?
I don't.
I mean, do you use the word?
They either green young onions or young onions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're advertised mostly as young onions. Two bunches for so-and-so. Young onions. Two bunches. That's the first thing.
Have you ever... I know I was in New England for a couple of years, and they call them scallions.
How is that so?
Have you ever heard that expression?
Yes, I've heard my husband speak of it, because when he was in Providence, of course, he used to go to Boston a great deal, and a lot of the things that